Shh. Okay, someone has for me packet to Zion. Yitzayin Tezayin Yitzayin Yitzayin Okay. We're up to question 41 on page 9. So came to Rabbi Akiva in Motzeitz Peiros. I wrote a kuf instead of a tzadi. Motzeitz Peiros.
Oh.
Not Mukov Peiros. Motzeitz Peiros. You suck the fruit. So Rabbi Kivegan says a Motzeitz Peiros shiro kezayis. Because Motzeitz is sucking. Like Rav Moshe Shapiro says, it's like the slurping.
No, that's like...
Well, like, yeah, well, no, I'm saying, but Rav Moshe Shapiro would agree to that. Rabbi Kyle, it works when good with Rabbi Kyle, it would even go good with Rav Moshe Shapiro. Rabbi Kyle would agree to this, that it needs to be sucked out of a solid. Rav Moshe Shapiro would say slurping is also sucking, is also. Rav Moshe Shapiro's Kiddush is, even if you're just slurping up soup, that's achila. We were at the Shabbos table with Natan Bauer. We were talking about when we were serving in the Harav Ezra Hagelschlitter. We were the sorbet.
Right.
So the sorbet, you don't chew and you don't slurp. So that's Rav Abadi Shita, is that sorbet, you don't make a bracha in the middle of a meal because it's a mashka. And mashkas, you don't make a bracha on mashkas in the middle of a meal. So if you have sorbet for dessert, even though it's, a lot of times desserts you would make a bracha on, but if you're drinking something, with the one exception of wine, if you have wine in the middle of the meal, you make a bar pi agafen. But if you have something else, if you have fruit juice or other juice in the middle of the meal, then you don't make a bracha. It's part of the meal.
Let's say you put an ice cube in your mouth. You could say spoon swallowed in coffee, perhaps. Have that happen?
Ice cube is the same thing as sorbet.
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna chew, and you're not gonna.
So ice cube. There's no
Yishuv Das also. Yishuv Das is for Yom Kippur. So that's what Rabbi Kiveg is talking about. As Ezra Hagler points out, the case that even Rabbi Kyle would agree to, and that is sucking a fruit. And sucking a fruit is achila, so therefore he says shiuro b'kezayis. But then he says to look in the Pri Chodosh in the Maim Chaim on page 5 about sucking lemons. So he says that it says in Karsina Perak Poilim, the Chaltav lo Motzeitz, Mashim le Hachda Matzitza lo Mikri Achila, because it says the Chaltav lo Motzeitz, so it's not true that it's not Achila, Vlesa, it's not true. I feel Tavid Dadino like Ishtia, so someone came to Ishtia Mechal Achili, but it, maybe it's shtiyah, but shtiyah is b'chal achila. So therefore he says, my feeling, my yin modim shu pri, the motzus of mekonim of rapor per eitz, buchach behedjad v'tzitzim o'chashvim o'ela ke'achila. O pri shu motzus me'eva ke'achila. Mir ikil spukik kamashiyah shei kibitzos l'varach, stomach to some shirk and may pay with Shabbos shirk size. He was also seen as Kachila. Shir Nami Kashir Achila. No, I'm sorry, the Pre-Chadosh is a green.
Yeah.
It's chela. I made a mistake when I read the word chela. I were cholok. I thought he was no. It's chelik or chaim. So I read it incorrectly. But he's a green. And matzitza is achila shir kezayis. That's the regular shir. So he's a green. The Rebbe Kivayeg is pointing out. And then we saw the Toras Chaim. On page 10, because of Prichadash Motzis Limonim, so he says it's Kazayas. He also says this. This is the Zeiss. Mashenki and Bedovashe Himche for Osami Menu Mashke, but if something melts as a Mashke, so then it's going to be a Mashke. And then he quotes the Radvaz that if you take some Chomets, you take a piece of cookie, and you liquefy a cookie.
And you liquefy bread.
A mamcha, yeah, same idea. It's a chomis v'shosa. Im shiur kezayis, kemisha ochol shiur mervis. So what is it? So he says, it's kezayis. So because, why? Because, so what's the word? Because, how do you explain that? Because Lamaisa, even though you're drinking it, but you're drinking an ochel. Because that's what it starts out as an ochel. So you're drinking an ochel. So if you're drinking an ochel, the shear is a kezayis, even though you're drinking it. Mm-hmm. See, a lemon, so you're sucking it, but a lemon's a food, so you're eating a food, but it's a food. This is also a food. In other words, you go baser what how it started out.
He's going to say that goodbye. How you, what it is, not by how you.
But say you have a smoothie.
Oh.
So why would you say a smoothie? You're drinking a smoothie, but he's saying that what? But it started out as a. Smoothies are ochels, right? Well, they put milk in it, right? But say the milk is the minority. Is milk the minority of the smoothie?
Yeah,
it's minority. So according to the Radvaz, a smoothie, even though you're drinking it, but lemaisa, it started out as an ochel, so it's an ochel.
So you make PPH?
So you'd make...
Fruit
so the shear would be... Well, here he's not talking about what the bracha is, but he's talking about...
So I'm
what's the shear of a bracha chrona? Would it be a kezayis or a vias? So he's saying it would be a kezayis.
He's going on the prichadet. Prichadet was talking about the bracha chrona would be.
But the pre-chadish was saying that the shear is it's achila. It's achila. What do you say? Well, bracha rishon has different halachas of what makes something, a bracha rishon versus shakel versus that.
So would it be shakel or would it be a lemaisa?
What?
If I make a smoothie and what's the label of Vachsebekanet?
So that's a question. It changed its form. So that's a machlokas poskim, whether you make the original bracha or not. Okay, that's something else. But let's just talk about, we want to know whether it's an ochel or mashka. So a smoothie would be an ochel, according to these poskim. But according to question is, what would Rabbi Kiva Eger and the because you're not being motzeitz. So that's the word of Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, the Heilige Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, who quotes the Kol Eliyahu. That's question 46. That he says that the two different things. Gabi an ochel mashke, it's an ochel, because that's what it started off to be. But since you're drinking it, you're drinking an ochel. So what's the shiur? Kadei shtiyah servis. In other words, there are two halachas. Is it a kazayas or a vis? That's one halacha. That's totally whether it's an ochel or not. And then the other halacha is whether it's kadei achilas prasuk or shtiyah servis. So that's not totally on whether it's an ochel mashke. That's totally on the tzura of the consumption. And then the tzura of the consumption clearly is derech shtia, say by a smoothie. But lemais it's an ochel. So therefore, the Kol Eliyahu would say that the shir is a kezayis, but the kezayis has to be drank kedei shtia servius.
The Kol Eliyahu?
The Kol Eliyahu. Eliyahu Yisrael. Chaveru hamuvak shel hagon bal achida. He's the chida's friend.
Who's bringing this down?
What?
Who brought it down?
The Heilige Rabbi Tzion Abba
Shaul.
Oh, the Heilige Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in the Or Lezion. Let's see what page.
Page 16.
Page. Yeah, page. Let's see what page it is. Yeah, on page 18 on the bottom.
And that's for question 44?
That was
46, okay.
That was 46.
I think we may have skipped 44.
No, we did. I did skipped a bunch. I went from 43 to 46.
The merger.
Yeah, and then we have to go back to 44. Okay. The Or Lezion, Rabbi Rob, is one of my favorite svarim. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. It was a Sephardi, but he was a Rosh Hashiva who was into halacha. You know, so, you know, him and Rabbi Avadya had a different way of paskening. You know. Wasn't he from Lebanon? I think Rabbi Schneid pointed out. I think he was from Lebanon, no? Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. Was he from Lebanon?
No, Persian.
Persian? Yeah? He wasn't Chalabi?
No,
Persian?
He
yeah.
Wasn't
he was in Parag Yashav.
Yeah. Something about the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about the child who's Yodek,
yeah.
The mother, and he said that he was Pras, it could be that he's drinking a liquid, but the way he's drinking it is like Achila. Metzitza.
Yeah.
Achila.
Achilat Pras, yeah. Right. Okay, so Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, page 16. So he wants to know if you're eating ice cream in the middle of the meal. You make a bracha. In other words, is it considered an ochel or a mashke?
Rabbi said eat, not drink.
Oh.
It's ochel, it's milk, karush.
Yeah.
It freezes, it's milk.
Yeah, so he says, Glida sheyesh b'chalav, If it's milchit, I think Lila knows it's mikafe. Katzefes beitzim, mevarcham loy metoch hasuda. So if it's milchit, he can make a bracha. Aber Glida Shana says, Minozlim lochalovim, parv ice cream, ein mevarchem loy metoch hasuda. So what's the idea? So he says, Adama posha ch'ochlem boi mesuda shalom machmas hasuda al likinuach, vorchem loy lefneim. If it's likinuach, you make a bracha. But if it's mashkin, it doesn't matter that it's likinuach, there's no bracha. V'nerik shaglida chalavz dinach ochel. Even if you don't have a lot of people, but if you don't have a lot of people, you don't have a lot of people. So what's the idea? He has the Rambam, Perek Tes, Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, Halach Al. Hashemen or Advash Shenitmu. You have Shemen or Advash that became Tomei, and then they froze. V'achachach Korshu. Then they froze, and then they melted. V'achachach Nimochu. Harehein Rishon L'Tumah. L'Olam. Mibnei Shein Kimashkin. The Shemen Vashanid Bubit. And then they Karshu Vachachan Nimochu to the Rishon, because they're always Mashkin. Rafa Pisha Kofu Acha Shanid Bubit. Because of the Malacha Beis, I wrote of a grease in the chalav shakarshu or eil ka'ochon sikh machshav. I wrote of a grease in the chalav shakarshu. So in other words, the milk got solidified, then it's ochon. The tzrich in machshava, muh shakhalav shakarsh dinu ka'ochon. Shem Mashkin Kibush, Shem Advash Akosha Dim Kimashkin. So he says when Shemin solidifies, it's still a Mashka. When milk solidifies, it's an Ochel. Because he says that what? That certain things don't really fully freeze. It freezes, but it's like water freezes, but it's still like a mashka. Because it's, but when certain things freeze, they turn into an ochel.
The katzefes beitzah that was referring to parv or dairy.
What is katzefes beitzim? It's a
foam.
Foam.
When you beat
the eggs, you make the whipped cream.
Right. So that's the part.
And parv, yeah. And for dance also.
Feel this hakfa.
I mean, that explains why you can take ice and transport it and make a mixture out of it, make the water.
Yeah. So let's see here.
Because the Russian.
Let's see the Rambam. If you can find the Rambam, yeah. The Rambam is on page 11. Hashem advash nitma v'chacha korshu v'chacha nimocho reinu rishon l'tumah l'olam. The rishon l'tumah, because when a mashke gets tamei, even from a sheni, it becomes a rishon. Usually, you go from a rishon to a sheni, but a mashke goes back to a rishon. So, it's rishon l'tumah because it's a mashke. But wrote of Greece and Chalav Shekarshu in Ochlin. The Noga Behen Rishon or Mashke Nasu Shniyim. Because it becomes a Rishon to a Sheni. Thank you. Okay. We should have to be all the way. I'm asking after a piece of coffee or a hack or a shindig. So that's what he's. So this Rambam is the Rambam, Tzion HaMashal's Rambam. That certain things freeze, but they never become solids. I don't know. Do you have a shot in that, Rav Poppers? Why that is? Like, or is it vegetable? Any,
I don't know. The chemistry of ice cream.
What?
Science.
Science, yeah.
We need a food chemist in here.
What is a pure compound? It's H2O, but ice cream, can you name a chemical compound for that? If you can, it would be super, super complicated. And it's probably not a compound because not everything's equal. Like water, it's like saying like chemically you'll learn makeup, but like ice cream, what's the chemical makeup? Try to figure it out.
What's the chemical makeup of sorbet?
Sorbet, I'm sure, is largely water, right? And then the.
I have no idea.
So explain. If I take.
Fruit is an ester, it's called.
If I take I take milk and I make ice cream, how do you make ice cream?
Well, there are different ways. Some ways use eggs, some ways do not.
I'll look up one right
now. Sheer field trip to 16.
No, I've actually made it.
Same difference.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah. one of our wedding presents was an ice cream maker.
Oh.
So there are different ways to make it. But one of the ways is you just take like milk and sugar and whatever, and then goes in, it's the way it freezes. But then sometimes there are more fancy ways of doing it with an egg. You have to you heat up an egg and mix it up. It has to be just the right temperature and just the right.
But it's not homogeneous, so it can't be a compound.
So when it, so you're saying the ices just freeze, so that's not a.
It's a homogeneous compound. It's the same sort of everywhere. Like, I went to some holiday party for work.
You mean it didn't change?
Yeah, every single piece is like the same, but like your ice cream.
It's the same from what it was originally.
Like, every single piece of sorbet, I don't have a PhD in chemistry, but like every single piece of sorbet is like, you know, the exact same thing. But ice cream, there's like chunky parts and whatever. Like, it just, I don't know. I'm not a chemist. But. An ice cube is certainly different than. Ice cream, and I think we could all be voted to that, right? Ice cream is served.
Yeah, how do you, so did you look it up?
You've got a picture of like, either eggs or no eggs. It's like water mixture, and having this,
freeze. So when you freeze water, you get an ice cube. When you freeze water, you get an ice cube, yeah.
He found it's called a fat globule. So it's not a homogeneous compound.
Explain that
ice cream versus water. Like ice cream versus ice
cream. But Tzion HaMashal says if you have parv ice cream, you have ices in the middle of the meal, that's a mashke, so you don't make a bracha. But if you have ice cream, if it's milchik ice cream, then it becomes an ochel, and then you make a bracha. That's Tzion HaMashal. So we're trying to understand the difference of between the freezing of milk in contrast. Or the making of milk into ice cream, in contrast to the making of ices from liquid.
What would he say about like those pops made out of strawberries? You know, they basically like
pops.
Yeah, it's made out of pure strawberries or pure fruit.
Yeah, but what was that, Ezra? So, what were you saying with the
what?
What was that thing he was calling him?
I'm on Wikipedia, but. It's a very devil chemist.
Called Dr. Camaro.
I don't know. They say here ice cream is composed of water, ice, milk, fat, milk, protein, sugar, and air.
I think it's more consistency.
What?
It's more consistency.
Yeah, so explain. Yeah, so explain.
Ice cream is soft. Ice is
not
something that's
yeah, no.
But
he's saying it's a liquid even when it's in the ice form.
Correct.
But
ice cream. It's a different. If you ever seen ice cream, it's something you can mush around. Ice is.
Right.
Ice cream and ice is freezing water.
Yeah. Okay, so that's where Rabbi Tzion Shah Mashal passes based on the Rambam. That that milk, when it becomes frozen, it's what? It becomes an ochel. But Mashain came, the ice is stay a liquid. Okay. Okay.
But what about like strawberry ices that's made out of strawberries? So it was originally an ochel, and now all they did is they pureed it and then froze it.
I mean, they made it into a juice.
Yeah.
It's fruit juice.
But it's made from.
But it's fruit juice, so it would be the same as the shemen. The ochel would be the same as the shemen. Right? You agree with Sashka?
Because they mamish have the pieces in there.
Yeah, for shtey there's the pieces, but most of it's a liquid that just kind of. Okay, question 45 is the Keser Rosh. The famous Keser Rosh, where he said what? Not to make kiddush on schnapps. Not to make kiddush on schnapps. On page 21. Ein lekadesh Shabbos shachris al yain sorof. But he doesn't. So he writes, and there's a girsa here that says, no, she'enu mashke. So the question is, why isn't it a mashke? So the simple way you could say is that it's a zeya of ochlin, right? Because it starts off as sa'orim, or potatoes. So it's coming from the ochel. So that's the. So if you say like that, that we said before, like from the Radvaz, that anything that's an ochel originally, even if you liquefy it, that's an ochel. Right? That was. So the same thing over here. So it's still an ochel. The fact that now you do a maisa shtia to it, so we said, according to the Kol El Yahu, that only makes it that it'll have a shear of kedei shtias revius. But it's still. Rav Shechter says over that not everyone agrees with this pshat, but he says over that the word is that what? That if a beverage versus that everything you drink to because you're thirsty is a mashke, and if you don't drink it because you're thirsty, that's an ochel. So that's his mahalach in this. He doesn't say beferish. He says einu mashke, but einu mashke doesn't have to mean how Rav Shechter said pshat. It could be that, but you could say also that it starts as an ochel, so it's an ochel.
If it's ever passed in this way, that you can make it as
an answer. Well, he's very into this this Keser Rosh. The Welt, makes Kiddush. I mean, especially the Hasidic Welt. Yeah, then we saw the Shach himself pointed out that the Kasher Glover argues. The Kasher Glover has a fascinating pshat from the Kasher Glover.
Is that the next packet?
Yeah, it's in the next packet. The Kol El Yahu we did. 47 is the Zayin Mashkin, right? So we know the Zayin Mashkin. Yayin, Vash, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Vash, and.
Wait, Dam?
Dam.
Dam, Yayin, Shemen, Mayim, Tal, Vash, and. Cholov, right?
And we pointed out, I don't know who the first one to point this out is, but the people like to point out that it's connected all the Yom Tovim. I saw it in the Or Yushalayim Torah Journal that Yayin is Keneged Purim and Dam is Keneged Yom Kippur. And Shemin, Hanukkah. And the Chol of the Shavuos, Tal is Pesach. And
Mayim is Yom Kippur.
Mayim Sukkos.
Yeah, and
Vat is the Sana.
Why is Tal separate from Mayim?
What?
Tal is?
Avram is asking why is Tal separate Mashke than Mayim?
Tal is Mayim. What is it saying that it's a different texture?
I mean, if you take it into a lab, you're saying the thing would be the same.
It's water.
It's water. But I guess it's...
But it's a different texture, so maybe you see that texture could make it a new category.
Okay, here. Oh. So, also the Eretz Tzvi says an unbelievable thing on page 19. It's another way of saying, you know, what?
Being an
Anav, yeah.
What does it mean? What do the words actually mean?
Klusha is kolosh, weak. Ratusha is like beaten. So it's, saying my humble opinion.
Very humble.
Very humble. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says, the shear of Mashkin Bervis, right, we know for Bracha Chrona, it's Revis. He says, only is the Zion Mashkin. Hashtag says, it's not true. Because according to him, orange juice, when do you make a Bracha Chrona on orange juice? So he says, only the Zion Mashkin. So orange juice is not one of the Zion Mashkin. So he says, so therefore, what's the shear of a Bracha Chrona for orange juice? According to him. Kazais. How much a kazais with this place of orange juice is the shear of orange juice? So he says that schnapps. That schnapps is what? Schnapps is not one of the. So he says an unbelievable chap. He says, so schnapps is not from the Zayin Mashkin, right? Because it comes from either potatoes or barley. So schnapps is not one of the Zayin Mashkin. So Rav Shachter would say, oh, it's a neuchel. So then he can't make a... No, but he's saying, no. Since you do a meisah shtir to it, you can make kiddush on it, right? People use schnapps as a little glazel. So he says an unbelievable chap. But since it's not one of the Zayin Mashkin, so what's the shear? Kazais. So that's why you have the little glazel. Because that's the shear of kazais. And since it's only drabanon, you can be makel for the Magen Avraham Shita. Is the machlok is a poskim? Is there three kazaisim in a beitza or two kazaisim in a beitza? The Magen Avraham says for the rices, you assume the bigger shear, for the drabanon, the smaller shear. So you can assume three kazaisim, and so that small shear is the kazais katan, and that's the shear of the lot of the kiddush in the morning, and that's how he. But he points out that not everyone agrees with him, and we have the Maisa Oireg of the Kamarna. It's interesting. The Kamarna has a lot of Piskei Dinim, Rabosa. I'm telling you.
You
learned
from last year. 3 hours
till 7 Shabbos. Right, 3 hours till 7 Shabbos. Right, the Kamarna. Correct. Very good. And the Kamarna says that you can't make because it's an oichol. You can't make kiddush on an oichol. Not necessarily working with Rav Shechta's thing about the difference between making a beverage versus not. That's Rav Shechta's mahalach, but because it's an oichol. But his chiddush was so it's an ochal, so that makes it that you can have a smaller shear, but you can still make kiddush on it. The Kamarna permitted there's a whole discussion with the Kamarn about tissue paper, toilet paper on Shabbos. There's, you know, we usually assume you can't cut it on Shabbos, but the Kamarna has seemingly a heter for that.
I've heard that it's almost out of historic care for it to have this year.
Right.
It's just
weird. Huh. Right. So that's, you know, Shlomo Zalman held also. The question is that, but that is a tikkun mana. Is a tikkun mana. In other words, that's why it's not machatech. But if you, so,
what else
would be the problem? Tikkun mana. Yeah. Tikkun mana. Because the Gemara says if you take a nir and you cut it to use it for some purpose, that's a tikkun mana on the thing. The only chilek is, and the question is, one could say in two ways. One could say either because it's omed lezrika, so it's not going to be reused, or because I think Rav Gutman says shot in the Kamarna that it's a what? It's Tashmish Garua for doing that. It's not a whatever, but the Kamarna was, you know, but the Kamarna is machmer in this, and he treats it schnapps like an oichel because it comes from a what?
Potato
or a sa'orim, and therefore it's a din oichel, and therefore he says not to make kiddush shana. So that's so. Question 48 was the Eretz Tzvi and 50. Okay, we're up to question. Okay, so we did the first 50 questions.
49 and 50 are the same.
49. Divrei Eretz Tzvi benugel kadosh oyayim. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, one is yeah. It's all the same.
Okay.
Sometimes you know. Wasn't thinking so.
No,
okay.
Now,
and
so
okay, the first 50 questions, and now Bezer Shem tomorrow we'll do the Chazara on. Do you have to spit on Yom Kippur the whole day, or are you allowed to swallow your right? The briskers, they spit the whole day. Right, the briskers are spitting the whole day. The spittoons. And the question is, what's the pshat in the briskers, and what's the pshat in the rest of the world? So that. So we'll get to that. Okay, so we'd have a milcha now, and then Rabbi Tucker is going to give a shir to the Yoredeya.
We have a
minyan? Yeah, we have a minyan. What was I going to say? Oh, Bez Hashem, the Ben Azmanim shir, Bez Hashem, is going to be Hilchas Tachanun. And I just made a packet, the first page from the Kamarna. And we have to decide when we should start, so you'll help me figure out what.
The beginning of this year is on Tuesday, so that...
Yeah, should we start already, or should we... Well, we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it.
Really meant to find the Arabic tongue.
Yeah, it's like killers here.
Yeah. Okay.